All right, I'm recording now. This is the Game Rag. Thank you. Welcome to the Game Rag. I'm Nathan Smart.
I'm Joey Dundale.
Well, you sounded like a robot there.
Did I? Because I am a robot. Oh no.
Oh no.
That's comedy.
Sure
That's
is.
The type of comedy you'll hear on this podcast.
Okay, now let's get something straight about this podcast. What you just heard there, that level of comedy gold. That's going to be standard on this cast.
You had to, that specific comedy goal, you had to, that's extra.
Yeah,
that's
well,
an extra subscriber fee.
Yeah, we'll have like a separate 2-hour podcast of just straight gold. But mostly this podcast will probably be like 30 minutes or like 20 minutes or however. Also, one thing we will promise you in this podcast is, that we will shorten the word from podcast to cast.
Yeah, or like the cast.
Yeah, I've changed everything. We're just gonna say the cast. But yeah, so anyways, this is a podcast, and my fiance's alarm's going off. She's asleep. She's waking up.
Oh, is she gonna be on the podcast?
No, she lives somewhere else until we get married. Let that be a lesson to all of you teenagers out there. No sex before marriage.
Yeah, or... And no... Just don't look...
No looking before marriage, really.
Make sure not to hurt her. Men are much stronger than women.
Yeah. If there's one thing we can get across through this decast, is that you don't... Please don't hurt your wife. Or your fiance.
If you ever seen the movie or read the book Frankenstein, I've never, but I heard that he hurts a little girl or something.
Well, he takes a bride.
He doesn't know how strong he is, and then he destroys what he loves.
He does.
And this is a lot like what this podcast will be.
Also,
if
you've seen the movie Snow Dogs, very similar story.
Of course, you have.
Very similar story. Cuba Gooding Jr. Treats those dogs like crap.
Yeah, and eventually he I believe he strangles one.
Yeah.
Because it barked at him wrong.
That's another sort of thing that... That's another thing that you'll hear on this podcast is... or the cast. Is a lot of references to violence with words.
And snow dogs.
In fact,
just any movie with a dog.
Yeah, Snow Dogs, Beethoven.
Snow Dogs 2.
I think there's a Beethoven Snow Dogs movie.
Beethoven the 4th.
Yeah.
So Snow Dogs in charge.
All right. But it's about a Jamaican it's about a Jamaican dog sled team. it also stars Dougie Doug.
Yeah, like all movies you make them do.
Yeah. I have a weird thing for Dougie Doug. Yeah, so anyways, video games.
What have you heard about video games lately?
I've heard that there's gonna be a new podcast about them.
Oh, another one?
No, I mean I'm kind of slyly referencing the one that we're doing right now.
Oh, what's it called?
The Cast.
Really?
you've changed my mind. We haven't officially named it.
It'll be a really good name.
Yeah, so
it'll have probably the word podcast in it and the word video games in it. Just so you know what we're talking about. You know where we're coming from.
Also,
that we're serious and we mean business.
Also, I want to say that Joey, he doesn't have a stuffy nose. That's his voice.
Yeah, that's just how I talk.
Yeah. He's not holding his nose.
I might have a stuffy nose.
He's not playing a nose harp.
I am playing a nose harp.
But I, on the other hand, I also... Well, let me explain something first. I'm not a gay nerd, as my voice might...
Maybe you should hold your nose just so everyone doesn't get confused.
Well, maybe they'll be completely confused.
They're thinking, they're listening to me, and they're like, this is how a human sounds, this is what a person is, and then they hear you, and they're like, what is this Is this a ghost or an alien?
Is this a gay ghost alien?
I didn't know that ghosts could be gay.
Well, that's not confirmed, but they definitely can be aliens.
I mean, they can be gay, and then they can be ghosts.
That's one question I have.
But then it's like, you know, it's not like... you know, not doing much ghost sex. And
that's the thing, like, if you're a gay ghost, I guess that's topic of discussion.
Just showing off.
Yeah, right. I mean, come on, if you're a ghost and you're gay, I mean, you just got a big ego there. You only need one of those.
Yeah, I mean, like, some of us only get to be gay.
Right.
And then you get to be gay and a ghost.
I know, come on, dude. One or the other, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I've got some news from video games. I'm gonna try out some news.
Alright, this is a test run for what the cast will sound like.
Guys, have you heard that Nintendo bought Monolith, the company that makes the Xenosaga games and the Bait and Kratos games? Wow, that's exciting.
You know, Joey, I read about that.
Yeah. Me too.
Alright, next news item.
Okay.
I got one for you. Did you know that if you go to joystick.com that you'll never have to listen to this podcast because the news is right there?
Don't go to joystick.com.
Yeah, that's our first news item. Don't go to joystick.com.
We'll tell you all the news you need. I mean,
yeah.
If someone dies, we're going to be the first to break it if you just listen to us.
And even if someone doesn't die, we will still report their death.
And if we die while we're reporting it,
then we're coming full circle back to this ghost thing.
Joystick probably won't even write about that, so you're not going to even hear about that on Joystick.
Right, I mean...
So don't go to Joystick if I die.
Joystick is like the Fox News of video game journalism.
Are they? What's the CNN of game journalism? Is it Kotaku?
AOL.
AOL?
Games.AOL.com.
Games.AOL. I've never been to Games.AOL.
The NPR.
NPR? That's probably us.
I think it's NPR. I think they have an NPR section.
Well, I mean, it's an NPR.
We're kind of like the...
Onion.
No, we're not the Onion. Are you kidding me? No, we're like, I mean, what is that? That's fake news. We do real news.
Yeah, we do real news, exactly. I don't know what I was talking about. You can delete that.
We're kind of like the BBC, like, News Minute.
We're like the Boulder County Weekly Post.
Right, where it's like literally just one post a week.
Hey, Nathan, have you heard? Nancy over in Red Rocks has bought a new trampoline.
Is that a video game trampoline? Because this is what we concentrate on.
No, we're just news about Boulder now.
Oh, okay.
So I just changed.
You switched. The Boulder cast.
I've got new news, actually. I used to live in Boulder when I was in second grade.
Okay, and let's,
Talk about that.
Okay, so you're in Boulder in the second grade.
There's mountains. I remember once I had a friend there, and there was like this swamp out back that you could play in, and we pretended we were G.I. Joes. And the specific G.I. Joes we were pretending to be were these new G.I. Joes I got that you could mold a Play-Doh vest onto them, so that was like armor. And that's the ones we were pretending to be.
Well, why didn't you just use the new G.I. Joes that you got?
You can't just bring toys to school. Because this was during recess during school.
Oh, this was what year was this?
And this was second grade.
But what year?
Oh, I don't know. 1994 or 5? I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Holy crap. You know, I graduated in 96.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm 20 years old.
Holy crap.
I don't know, that might be off.
You might not be 20.
You
might not be 20.
Yeah, I think I was born in 1820, so I'm not sure if I did that correct. Also,
well,
I am Wilt Chamberlain.
You're Wilt Chamberlain?
Yeah, I should have told you that before.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a celebrity in our midst. In our midst.
I'm sure that everyone wants to know what it's like to dunk a ball.
I'd like to know what it's like, how to pronounce the word midst. I can't.
I think it's pronounced mist.
Mist, or is the D?
Yeah.
The D is before.
No, that's not how.
Okay.
I think it might be mitts. Like, get your mitts on it.
Why don't I just say something like, "Hey everyone, Will Chamberlain's on the line."
Hi, I'm Will Chamberlain. I got.
So Will,
listen, guys, I've got really big news. Okay, listen,
Will Chamberlain, what's your big news?
Okay, 1 second. I'm just laughing really hard because I'm watching.
Come on, Will, get it together. We're having a new
show. I'm watching this comedy show on TV. I don't know if you know. It's called 2.5 Men.
Yeah, I know. Well, come on, man. I know it's a funny show, but get off. I mean, we got a show to do.
God, guys, listen. Listen, this kid is quite literally half a man.
Whoa. Wait, which half? Wait, no. Now, by half...
He's half legs, half body.
Now, is he, like, halfway down the middle, or half... Like,
the big news is I'm getting married.
Oh, Will Chamberlain's getting married finally after all these years. How many women did you sleep with?
207,000.
Jeez.
I haven't read my biography in a while.
Yeah, and you finally found that special one.
Her name is, you might know her from TV. Her name is Melissa Joan Hart.
Oh, really? Really? Congratulations. wait, Sabrina?
God, this 2.5 Men's hilarious.
It's a very particularly funny episode.
Listen, you gotta hear what's happening. Right. Charlie Sheen... is just and then the guy Ducky from Pretty in Pink just having all sorts of troubles. Anyways, about this marriage. First of all,
so Wilt Chamberlain is marrying what's her name? Can't lose. What's her name?
Melissa Joan Hart.
But what's her character's name in that stupid Nick show?
Clarissa.
Also,
there's a brand new teenage witch.
Here's another thing about this, about the cast. We will be laughing so hard at our own jokes.
Yeah, this is really unprofessional.
Well, it's not. I have a theory that I invented that I haven't heard anyone else say, but it's laughter is contagious. And
I invented that.
Okay.
I'm 180 years old. I invented it pretty much most sayings.
And did you invent interracial marriage too?
Yeah, just now. Anyways, about this marriage, you might you're like wondering where do you meet this person? Well, Bill Murray.
Okay.
Listen, Bill Murray was having a golf invitational at the World Golf Village. This is in Florida here. And he was having a party at the Caddyshack restaurant where Melissa Joan Hart was in attendance. You might know her from a TV show. And Melissa Joan Hart, she looks at me and she goes, "You are 180 years old. You can show me many things about life. You're wise and you're powerful."
How? Did your dog just get onto the microphone?
I'm sorry, I'm laughing at the at the coincidence of it all. Yeah. Winning Joan Hart.
Right.
See, who I was really after was Bill Murray.
Oh.
Because...
Oh.
I'm a bisexual, of course.
Of course, Wilt Chamberlain.
I've got to learn to use the mute button.
I mean, in Wilt Chamberlain's time, in his heyday, there literally weren't that many women. So in order for him to reach the 207,000 mark, he had to sleep with a couple of dudes.
There were seven ladies, and they were
200,000 men. Hold on. Hello?
I just muted.
Okay, sorry. You just muted.
I'm trying to do that when I start laughing.
No, it's fine. Don't just... Because then it sounds like... It sounds like we've lost each other. And then I talk like I'm...
I'll never lose you. Okay,
now the game rag... Another thing about the game rag of the cast is every once in a while there'll be a poignant moment like that where... our true feelings for each other will be shown.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with a smile like that. Or with a,
I'm making noises with the mute.
Alright, no more. Alright, well, I think we're done for this week's introduction to the podcast.
Just... They need to go for one more thing.
Okay.
Okay, listen.
Okay, Will, jump in. Now, hold on a second. Now, I just want to make this clear for everyone. Joey is still on the line.
My name's Joey Dundale.
No, Joey is there, but also Wilt Chamberlain is also here with us both. So,
yeah.
When you're
here... I'm Joey. Okay, wait, listen. Here, listen to the subtle difference in the voice. Okay. Hi, I'm Wilt Chamberlain. I'm the best.
Okay. That was definitely Wilt Chamberlain.
We're back to Wilt. Hi, Wilt. Hi, I'm Will Chamberlain. So wait. She was like...
Wait a second. Which one was Joey?
It hardly matters.
Guys, you need to work this out.
Okay. To clarify things, I, Joey, will start using a deep voice.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Joey Dundale, and I'm Will Chamberlain.
No, wait, hold on a second. Will... You should probably use your low voice, because you normally have a low voice. And Joey, you should use your normal voice, because your voice will be higher.
I'm not sure what you're assuming.
Well,
or inferring. Or implying.
Well, I'm saying that I'm not trying to be... I'm not like,
you know,
a stereotype
or
anything.
Gentrification.
Was that Joey? Or was that Wilt?
That was both of us at the same time.
Oh gosh, I think we gotta end this. anyway. Alright, well, anyways, thanks for thanks, Will.
I'm bone Melissa Joan Hart. She gave me a diamond of great power.
Alright, thank you, Wilt Chamberlain.
Okay,
and Joey, are you on?
Podcast.
Joey, are you on the line?
No.
Is this Wilt again?
Okay, Wilt's leaving.
Okay. All right.
Can you hear him walking out? That's him.
Is he going through the window?
Okay, let me try something different. There, did that sound more like...
Yeah, that sounded more like it. It sounded like he just went into the attic. And maybe that's where he lives. I don't know what goes on there. But anyways, well, let's end this. This isn't what the podcast is going to be like, except...
I never want to hear this recording.
The joking part will be there, and the fun part will be there, but there will be more video games, and less Wilt Chamberlain, probably.
And I'll work on not laughing at the stupid things I say.
Right. And I don't need to work on not laughing at his stupid things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you hear that? That's another thing you'll get from this podcast. Dissing.
Okay.
A lot of dissing, back and forth.
I love you, Nathan.
And poignancy. Poignancy.
I'm sorry. No, wait. That was Wilt again.
Oh, great. Well, go back to the attic.
Go back to your attic.
Yeah. All right. Okay. And so tune in every week. There'll be another guy. His name's Taylor. He'll be joining in. We'll be recording every Monday night. They'll probably show up on a Tuesday or something, or a Wednesday. And enjoy the week.
Will it be on iTunes?
It'll be on iTunes.
I hope so.
It will be.
It's the only thing I use for my audio.
Your audio source, iTunes?
Yeah.
You're on the audio source?
Yeah. What else would I use?
I use earphones sometimes as an audio source.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure those don't exist.
No, I'm like headphones. What does that mean? I said earphones, but I meant headphones. But same thing.
No, those don't exist.
Oh, I don't know what to say. I feel like I'm in the future. Can Skype do future call?
Nathan Spar died 200 years ago.
Can Skype do future call?
I was just talking to Wilt Chamberlain in the future.
Alright, well, you mean Wilt Chamberlain's gay ghost?
280 years old, Wilt Chamberlain, but you're only 180 years old.
See, you know what? You stopped all over my callback.
Okay, do the callback.
Alright, you mean...
For the ghost.
First of all, say what you're saying. We talked to Wilt Chamberlain in the future.
We talked to Wilt Chamberlain in the future.
You mean Wilt Chamberlain's gay ghost?
Yeah, that was a callback.
It sure was. All right. This seriously is the end.
I hope so.
Thanks for listening.
I'm gonna watch Conan.
Bye-bye.
He's in San Francisco.
I'm ending.
Bye.
Bye.